Hello, this is Jill Wigmore-Welsh, based here in Reading in Berkshire. I'm a consultant physiotherapist, Feldenkrais practitioner, hypnotherapist, trainer in NLP, and I specialise in working with people to change their state. The first two of these lessons, Pain 1 and Pain 2, have been geared up to enable you to be beginning to start think a little bit and explore what it is that you firstly believe, that was pain one, about the situation and state you're in at the moment. And remember, it's important to be doing these processes with the backup of your medical professional. These are not meant to be a substitute for medical treatment. If you've got an underlying pathology that needs treatment, it's really important that you get the best care. So say in pain one, we were addressing those beliefs. In other words, do you really believe that there isn't anything that's toxic that is causing an issue in your body? Have you explored that? Have you had the reassurances, the diagnostic tests? If not, go away and get that done. In pain two, the second recording, which you also need to have carried out before you do this one, we were exploring the possibility of redesigning the diary that you keep in relation to your pain. Most pain management clinics and pain professionals suggest that you keep a pain diary. And I was suggesting that you begin to start to explore keeping a no-pain diary. And indeed that you begin to start to explore the possibility that there could be states way away from no pain, which could be positive states. If you haven't listened to that process, I suggest you do that now. Listen to pain one, and then listen to pain two, and then come on to this one. So when people have pain, when you have pain, when you have the thing that you cause pain, how is it that we can use our physical self, our ability to do things, to make changes? You may like to explore some of the other processes that are up here on the Feldenkrais download page to enable you to have a little bit of awareness of your sensing and feeling and noticing what's going on inside your body. But we're going to be beginning to start to work today in whatever position that you feel is the most comfortable for you. It might be walking, it might be standing, might be lying, you might be sitting. You might want to listen to this process on headset. Record it, download it onto an MP3 player. So as you're doing whatever it is that you normally do that helps you to ease your symptoms a little, I want you to start to notice where it is that you get those symptoms and just don't think about that to a great extent. For example, if it's your back, your right knee or your left shoulder or your ear or wherever it may be that you're getting those symptoms. What I'd like you to do as you're walking along right now is I'd like you to be beginning to start to think about what it is that you're doing with your rest of your system. So the last place that we're going to be beginning to start to work around is the area that you have your system, your symptoms. So let's say that you have your symptoms in your right ankle. I'd like you to be thinking about your shoulders. If you have your symptoms in your head or your neck, I'd like you to think about your ankles. Wherever your symptoms are, I'd like you to do this very, very simple process with the part of you that doesn't have any symptoms. So the first thing to do is to actually begin to close your eyes. Let's see if you're walking, you need to keep your eyes open. Obviously, if you're driving, you're not to do this process at all. So whatever it is that you're doing, find a place, and if you were walking, just stop, find somewhere that you can stand and have something in front of you maybe that you can hold on to. You're lying down or sitting. Just close your eyes. Begin to start to notice what it is that you can feel in the area of your body that is not the area that you normally get the symptoms. And I'd like you to imagine that as you're breathing in and breathing out, it's as if you have a little tiny thin tube. It's like a straw, but it's long and it's soft. And as you breathe in and then breathe out, as you breathe in and breathe out, you're just going to breathe into that area that you don't get any symptoms. So as you breathe in and you breathe out, you may want to just choose, say, one shoulder or one ankle or your hands. Choose the area. That's right. And as you just breathe out, that's it. As you breathe out, out, out. And then just allow the air to come back in. Imagine that you're directing the air all the way towards the part of yourself that you want to. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, I want you to really begin to sense and feel and notice what it is that you can from this area. That's right, so you carry on doing that, just breathing in and out, feeling what's going on as I'm talking. And as you're breathing in and out, I just want you to be beginning to start to make a really tiny, small movement with that area that you're working with right now. So as you're breathing in, breathing out, you're just going to make a little movement. So for example, if it was your shoulder, as you're breathing in, you're just going to let your shoulder rise a little. And as you breathe out, you're going to let it drop. If it's your hands, you're just going to let your fingers open a little. And as you breathe out, you're going to let them close. The front of your chest, as you breathe in, your chest is opening, and as you breathe out, your chest is just closing together. It's your ankles, as you breathe in, you lift yourself up slightly onto your toes, just a little tiny movement, and then out. And notice the nature and way that you choose to do this. And however much you're doing this right now, let's call that 100%. And as you're doing this as 100% effort, next time I want you just to make it 50%. So however much you're doing, just reduce that down. Whatever movement it is that you're making, just make a little bit less. Make it to 50%. That's right. So just making this movement, this little movement, slowly with your breathing, and then just leave it alone. Open your eyes if you want to, have a look around the room. If you're walking and you want to take a few more walking steps, then walk and move, because I know sometimes it can be that when you have a negative feeling, can be that if you move, actually you find that that movement can make your symptoms feel easier. So you can even use this process of moving. It may be that as you move, you want to explore the way you're moving. And it may be that you want to keep moving. So it's up to you to choose whichever way you want to do it. That's one of the wonderful things about this kind of work. The flexibility involved in the Feldenkrais method means that we take an approach which is non-judgmental. It's not down to us to tell you how you create what it is that you do. You know how you do that. And we all do things differently. And we do it in our authentic, true-to-form manner. So when you're being who you're being and doing what you're doing the way you're doing it, it's how you do it. And instead of us saying, as medical professionals or therapists or educators, you should do it this way. Sometimes you need to explore the way that you do things. So if you do things quickly, if you do them slowly, if you do them with a lot of force and energy and effort, that's how you do it. But let's just explore, as we're doing these processes today, doing it slightly less. So not putting in quite so much effort, not doing it with quite so much speed, a bit more mindfulness about this process, because we know that being mindful, increasing our self-awareness, developing who we are and how we do things, can give us a better understanding. So now let's come back again. So whichever area of the body it is that you're moving and working in just now. Did I accidentally say the word working? Ooh, it shouldn't be work, this should be play. It should be exploring, it should be fun. So as you're making a little movement of this area and reducing down, 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 the size of movement that you're making, the speed that you're making that movement, I want you to make that half again the speed, the effort. So now you're just doing it at 25% of the original efforting. So just a tiny little movement. And if you found you were, say, going clockwise or anti-clockwise or leaning further forward to lift your heels, just allow yourself just to even get to the point where you're thinking through the movement. That's right. So just a tiny little shift and change. And bringing all of your awareness, as much of your awareness as you can, to noticing what it is that you notice in this area that tells you that something is going on. And just carry on doing this as I explain why it is that we're doing this process. Because we know that when you do what you do, which is the thing that causes you to have the negative symptoms, it's something that you know how to do really well. And this is something that your entire system does. Your cortex, which is your brain, your central nervous system, which is all the interconnections with your nerves, etc., and the junctions, the synapses, the firings, the way that the muscles are set off is something that's a pattern and a habit. And now you're doing something you don't usually do. So now you're asking your system to work in a different way. Now you're asking your system to bring its attention to something that you don't normally do. So this is a different type of training. This is beginning to train you to use your system in a different way. And you remember when I was asking you to be thinking in pain one about your beliefs, about the causes of your symptoms, and how important it is for you to go away and ensure that if you have any concerns or worries about what it might be that's causing you to have these symptoms, that you have your mind put, if you like, at rest, your whole system is put at rest, that you can feel comfortable that actually this really is something that you can do something about. And you remember in the second recording that I did about a no pain diary, this is about beginning to start to notice when it is that you have these periods of time when things shift. And that it also isn't a black and white process, that it isn't a process of pain and no pain, that we have other things that stretch away from the central point, the balance tipping point, where there's feeling okay, to feeling fantastic, amazing, wonderful, euphoric, in love. So this is a continuum. And so when you make a small movement, as you've been doing just now. And you can come back to that right now. So as I'm talking, come back again. Bring your attention to the part of yourself that you were beginning to start to use. And as you're beginning to bring your attention to this part of yourself, I want you to begin to notice something more subtle. For example, it may be that it's just the tiny, tiny way that the weight is shifting on the sole of your foot. If it's your feet you're thinking about, if it's the breathing that you're thinking about, just notice the shifts and changes in this area that's a long way away. And as you're noticing these shifts and changes, I want you to be aware that as you're doing this, you're retraining your whole system. You're retraining your system to now begin to start to have a different availability, to have something different that you can use. So this process is not just shifting your attention, which is quite simplistic. And I know that years ago my mother used to say to me, well, just think about something else. I think to myself, but this is the most important thing that's going on. How can I just think about something else? In order for us to be able to shift our attention, it needs to be something that we are on the downward slope of that seesaw in order to be able to achieve. We already need to know how it is to feel what it is that we're feeling, to take ourselves into that state, and then to be beginning to start to move forward, which is why we're beginning to start to choose an area that doesn't usually give you discomfort, a movement that you can do that actually doesn't give discomfort. And there will always be something that people can do. In my experience of working in my clinic as a professional person, I've never found that I've worked with anyone who is in so much pain. There isn't a way in which we can get them comfortable with their pain under control, doing something with some other part of their body that means that they are actually able to do something that doesn't cause them to increase the noxious pain. And I have actually done this with people with terminal illness. So I have done this with people who have cancer and they know that they have terminal cancer, which means that they know that this is at a stage where it is inoperable, untreatable. It has maybe extended from central area of issue into their bones. They've had the medical treatment. They're being supported by the medical profession. It may be through hospice care, etc., to be helped to have some form of pain management with drugs or whatever. And I've been working with them to enable them to also have the best quality of life. And I've worked with these processes and found that there are always things that these people are able to do right up until quite a long way through their illness, even up until 10 days before they move on from this plane. So there is always something that we can do. And with your pain, what you need to be working with is this opportunity, this window of opening yourself up to change. Because, and as you're relaxing, just stop doing your processes now. Because what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take this three-stage process that I've given you so far. Pain 1, 2, and 3. I'd like you to use these three processes together, your beliefs, seesaw, this continuum, your language, the no pain diary, the opportunity to be beginning to start to do micro movements in areas that you're not currently moving, increasing your awareness, developing your ability to use your cortex, using parts of yourself that you aren't using at the moment to give yourself the opportunity to have other options of self-use. I'd like you to work in this gentle way to start with. Because sometimes it can be that if you explore yourself and you find something for yourself that can help or make a shift or a change, it gives you the confidence to know that you can take it further. So thank you very much for exploring these processes with me. I'm working here in Reading in Berkshire, and I work in London this coming year. It's very exciting. I shall be working in central London. I work from my home, where I do house calls. But more importantly, what I'd like to do is for you to have these processes to work with yourself. So wherever you are, I wish you a good 2012. And it would be great if you left some feedback or contact me via my email. My email address is always easy to find. It's here on the bottom of the Feldenkrais download series page. It's also available on my websites. You can email me direct, jill@wigmore-welsh.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, and have a good new year. And I hope that these processes have enabled you to have a window of opportunity for change. Thank you.